welcome to another episode of Kingdom Chat.
Yes.
I am your host, Yolanda Lewis, and we have with us...
I'm Pastor Claude Jones, pastor of the Glorious Temple Faith Ministry Church. We're located 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area. Amen.
Amen. I'm Pastor Louise Gordon of Your Turning Point Restoration Ministries right here in Birmingham, Alabama, 500 Gene Reed Road.
Amen. Thank you. And what we're going to be talking about on this segment is the power of love.
The power of love.
But as we get started, we ask that you would subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. If you are a subscriber, we're asking that you like, comment, and share. So when we think about love, we kind of like the question is, what is love? And I would rather not look at it from an emotional state, but let's go through scripture and define who is love. And when we look at it that way, we don't see it. We look at love as being a state of power that produces wholeness.
Yeah.
So with it, we know that there are so many people that are broken in this time, so many people that are going through things as such as low self-esteem, addiction, church hurt, so many various things that can play into it. But how does love affect an individual who is broken? So with that being said, you know, we're going to open it up for discussion because I know that I have two wise people to my left and my right that are going to go through it. And as we say with Kingdom Chats, this is about experiencing things that we have went through that we want to share with you so that you'll realize that we're just not taking the stage Sunday after Sunday delivering a message.
Oh,
but actually,
right.
We have walked through some things.
Yeah.
We have been through the fire.
Yes.
We have been through the hurt. We have been through the brokenness.
Yes.
But we learned about the power of love that made us whole.
Mm, thank you.
So with that being said, we're going to see which one I want to start.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it because a lot of things in our life hinges on love.
Mm-hmm.
It loves carries, love covers, love enhances, love brings in. So I was thinking about how some of the experiences I had with people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
For example, as being, I was once a husband and I had learned to love this person in spite of.
Ooh, that
you know,
right
you know, I had learned things about this person that I didn't know before marriage.
Right.
And now that I'm married and these things was coming up and there were some things I really didn't care for or like, but I loved them so that those things became acceptable. Now, you listening to me, you got to know I'm talking about God. Now, because how I love that person, and then it caused me to love my children.
Yes.
It caused me to love. They, you know, your children are going to do something crazy.
Yeah.
Your children, sometimes they'll be rebellious.
Right.
Sometimes they want to kick and fight back.
Right.
But somehow, something in you, when that God connect, that God, and you be hurting. You be hurt by something that
right.
child said.
Yes.
You be hurt by something that spouse said. But the power of God,
ooh,
which
come
is
on.
Love,
yes.
that hinges. And the more you love God, the more he loves you, is how we endure to love people.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the way we love shenanigans.
Mm.
This is the way we love downfall.
Right.
This is way how we still love when we disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
When we not encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how we can still love.
Yeah,
and we know this person did this. When you got the real love of God
come
in
on.
You.
Come on.
Because you know, when you don't really love, and somebody do something, you cut them off quick.
You cut them off quickly.
You really like they disappear.
Right.
And they
right.
gone.
Right.
But when you really love people, you they could walk out, but you be looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They could shut you out. You know, we got all this technology now. Now they block you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go on Facebook, talk about you.
That's your name.
They put
right.
you out there, and somehow, you still find yourself
loving them
because
right.
of the love of God.
Right.
How God has dealt. I just can't see, having hatred for somebody when I know the things that God has loved me in spite of.
Right.
How he, I could say some things that I used to do that was contrary to the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't some stuff I was doing and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was some stuff I was doing, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he loved me anyhow.
Yes,
come on.
He brought me back in anyhow.
Yeah,
the
right.
way the father loved the prodigal son, he was sad that he left. So I saw this. God was sad that I had turned my back on him. But he waited. He waited. And when the prodigal son returned, that love just embraced him.
Yeah.
He didn't even have time to fuss him. I told you should, you know, we quit. Right. I told you. Didn't I tell right. you? But he didn't. He embraced him. And the boy was trying to tell him, no, come here. Forget about all that. Mm-hmm. See, that's real love.
That's real love.
When you can forget about it. Mm-hmm. When you can just say, listen to me, folks, I know it hurt. I know it be some pain there. You know, you hear that name and it causes some reaction.
Cringe.
But that love, keep that spirit of love in your heart.
Right.
Keep that atonement from the word in your mind and go over those scriptures. You got to remember God so loved the world.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
You have to, and when you start, I know that's one of the easiest scriptures in the book, but if you'll recite that when you're going through, then you'll understand the pain God felt.
Oh, come on.
Yes,
you'll God. Understand the pain when you turned on God.
Yes.
When you didn't do the things right God told you.
Right.
When you didn't do things right towards people.
Amen.
Uh-oh. I know you feel it, but you got to remember, you ain't always been straight.
Come on.
You ain't always treated
Jesus,
people right.
Jesus.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we done said something ourselves and we hurt folk, we ain't know it. Or sometimes we knew it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Uh-oh.
You're
right. But we want something different when it happens
when
to
it
us.
Happen, come on.
Yes.
You're right.
We want
right.
love to come Amen. On. Come here, love.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
And we want it right now.
Right now.
We want it to be fixed right now.
Right now.
But it's something about when you can endure, when you can get past the hurt,
and
now your love change, it gets greater.
Mm-hmm.
When you get past what had happened, or what you heard, or what somebody said, or what somebody done, when you get past it,
right. mm-hmm.
now you stronger
yes. right.
in love.
Mm-hmm.
You're stronger walking in love.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget, watch this, that car don't make you not want, that car make you,
oh,
when you see that car, you know it used to do something to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's that car, and it don't even be that car.
Just
hear their name. It's do something to you. Mm. Now you're beyond that.
Amen.
Now when you see them, you can even speak.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Because that's that real
the
love.
The love of God.
Don't y'all let me take over now because I'm
the love of God. Talking about that agape love. That agape love.
Yes.
It's so deep, you know.
Ooh.
And we thank and praise God for the agape love because God looked beyond our faults.
All of it.
And all of our shortcomings. God forgave us and loves us so much
yes.
that he would never turn his back on us. Mm-hmm. So we thank and praise God today talking about the power of love.
The power of
that
it.
Is power
yeah.
in even the word of love because
love
it's
itself.
The love of God
ah. right?
That looks beyond our faults and see the needs. You know, and that makes you even love your enemies.
Yes.
I'm at the love of God.
Wow.
Will make you get up in the midnight hour.
Ooh,
if they your
on.
Phone rings and it's an enemy, you know they are an enemy.
Right.
But if that phone ring in the midnight hour and they need you, that love gonna make you get up
make
and
you
go
get
and
up.
Do what you can do right. for somebody. Right. So we just thank and praise God that we got oh, God, I thank and praise God that even in this walk with God, that it makes you love in spite of.
In spite of.
Huh? In spite of.
Yes. I learned how to respect.
Hey, come on.
The power of love.
Respect.
Yes.
Huh?
And the power of love is God.
That's right.
Huh? And it operates down on the inside of us. If you got the power of God down on the inside of you,
yes,
you
Lord.
Got love in operation.
Yes,
and that
do.
Love is going to make you do and go beyond what you even able to do.
Yes.
You know, it'll make you make some sacrifices that you're not really in able to do, but you'll find a way to sacrifice your need
yes,
because
Lord.
Somebody else need it.
That's right.
Not
I know,
the love
I know,
of God.
And
that's
I know
right.
Pastor finna get crunk, and I know you finna crunk. But let me throw this in before y'all get too crunk.
Go
y'all got these bobs and stuff. I don't have no hair. So let me say that my part. This, and I like how it say this. And I believe it's going to help. I believe it's going to bless somebody.
Jesus.
This 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Now it said, love is patient.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can take some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It said love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
It does not envy.
Mm-hmm.
It does not boast.
Mm-mm.
It is not proud. Mm-hmm. Come on now. It does not dishonor others.
That's right. Ooh.
Let me say that one
come
again.
On, come on.
Excuse me. It does not dishonor others.
Mm-hmm.
It is not self-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God.
It is not
God.
Easily angered. You
my
know
God. What you say?
You know some stuff make us mad
yes,
now.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
But you smile right on yes, through it.
Now, this part right here, the way it's written, I want y'all to hear this.
Okay.
Because we be keeping stuff. What they say? It keeps no record of wrongs. It keeps no record.
No record.
Mm-hmm.
But we be writing stuff down on people.
Right. Listen, we ain't got
it. I remember when she.
Lit bitch.
I remember when he.
Nah.
So what happens is, it damages your love.
It damages mm-hmm. your love.
Because mm-hmm. you can't really love, or you can't really say you forgiving me, mm-hmm. or you can't really say, oh, Claude, that's over with, and mm-hmm. you keep saying that thing.
Right. You keep saying
you keep opening up the record book.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he said he'll throw it into the sea.
To forget.
Uh oh.
Amen.
To remember it.
No.
Uh oh. But we be saying, well, I forgave him. I just can't forget. See
that's a contradiction.
That's a contradiction.
That's
a
contradiction.
Love.
That's Come right. on now. That's right.
I forgive him, Biscuit. I sure forgive him, but I ain't gonna forget.
See, when it comes down to it, the hate and the things that cause you to remember is the absence of God. That's why when we say it in the beginning, we want to look at it from scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to look at it from an emotional state.
Right.
Hate rise in the emotional
right.
state.
Yeah.
So
right.
when you get to a place of having God on the inside, yes, we're human. Yes, we're flesh. And we don't want to get to saying that, oh, I'm just above getting angry when we're flesh. Because
mm-hmm.
then we have lied to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say because God resides on the inside of me.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, he is going to begin to deal with me, the personal
right.
individual.
Yeah.
And it's up to us, because there is not a person
mm-hmm.
that can say that, okay, yeah, they hurt you and they hurt you to the core, but God is going to deal with you because you have
right.
no excuse.
Right.
In the beginning, you begin to say that for God so loved the world.
God so loved.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go back to the world, when we go back to the days of Adam and Eve, when they sinned, God knew the state of the world.
Of the world, right.
And we were in a state
wow.
of emergency because we had been kicked out of the garden, taken away.
God.
The promise had been taken away. We had been opened up to death now.
Mm-hmm.
But because he did not look at the things he did, but he gave us a gift.
Yes.
For God so loved
the
world that
he gave his
only begotten Son.
Man,
so with that being said, we got to look at love as what does love produce?
What
is, love produces. Love produces forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Love produces patience.
Yeah.
Kindness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can begin to be long-suffering. We can have the fruit of the Spirit. We can walk
right.
in it because love.
Love. Amen.
We don't,
yes.
as he was saying, it doesn't keep a record of wrongdoing.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, whereas I have that record of wrongdoing, somewhere down the line, the scripture should pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the line, it should be known that when they were, here it is, Jesus was being crucified. But yet, his love said, Forgive them.
Right.
For they know
That's
not what they do.
Said. Wow. Yes. That's the love.
But we thank you, praise God,
wow.
amen, for this word on today, amen.
That's
but as you
I'm
was
saying.
Talking, you know, we still have to remember there are people that don't know the love of God
right.
as we're talking about today.
Right, right.
And people would take advantage of that love because they know you got that loving kindness and you
funny,
got
right.
some patience.
Right.
And we know that people would take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to address that too, that
right.
don't let your love be waxed cold because of something that somebody took you through
mm-hmm.
or something somebody did to you.
Mm-hmm.
we want you to continue to draw closer and closer to God, because the closer you get to God, the stronger the love gets in your heart. The stronger that you can go look beyond the faults that people are doing to you, and continue to go grow in God. Mm-hmm. Grow in God. Mm-hmm. I tell you, God, love is so powerful that even, you know what, you love people so much that God has given you something to do. Right. But because of the love that you have for people, you'll stay longer than you were supposed to. Because you're loving so hard. The love is real. Right. When the love is real, it makes you get blinded to some things. Even in relationships. Friendships. You get blinded to some things because the love of God is so strong. So we just stay out here my show, God. Thank God today for the love of God. God, it is so powerful. The love of God. When you call on the name of Jesus, you're calling on what? Love. He stayed on the cross. I tell people all the time, love is an action word. Yes. You can tell me you love me all day, but if you're not showing it in any action, I'm looking at you like, really? Where is the love for real? Come on here. I say, when I say I love you, you gonna know I love you. Because you gonna see me every time you look around. Here she come. It produces.
Love produces love.
It's an action word. So and when the seed of love is planted, it grows. And it grows. Even when you tell your babies that you love them, they have no doubt that you love them. Because unless you beating them all the time, they begin to wonder, do they really love me?
You ain't never came to hug them.
Come on here. You never embraced them.
Why you whooping them.
Let's go get some ice cream.
As you were talking, I began to think about this. First thing came to my mind was Judas. And the reason Judas came to my line, to my mind, is because we still got to realize that it's some people in our lives that we still got to love. Jesus was sitting at the table, he knew he saw that spirit that got in him. He said, "Go, do it quickly," because he had a purpose. But we got to realize that some of these people that hurt us, if we don't lose the love, we're going to be taken to a place of power.
Some of them teaching
us how to walk, you know, but we also got to think about when we stay too long. See, when it was a place that there was nothing produced, when Jesus went to his home and they received him not, he had to leave. He didn't stop loving them, but he had to go because he had to be about what? His father's business.
Amen.
So we're going to have to walk away from some people.
Yes.
It's not that you don't love them, but you know, here it is, what God told you to produce. What God told you to produce, it's not being produced. So therefore, if we're missing out on what God told you to do, again, sometimes we do got to separate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do got to go our own way.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that the person doesn't love you. Because guess what? Behind the scene, they still praying for you.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. You know, and I find myself, even now, people from down through the years, you know, Facebook is good for something. Because I still be looking. I be looking out for them. I be reading their comments. I feel like they go. I begin to pray. Lord, help them. Because the love of God is in your heart. Guess what God will have us to do? Pray for them. Love on them. You know, call out their name. You know, some people I don't see in a while. I may go on somebody else's page that know them and see, do I see them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the love of God.
The love of God.
You know, it's an action word, and it's doing something.
And if you really love
If you really, that's right, that's right.
Sometimes it's not, you know, just let me say it this way, even as a pastor. sometimes it's not the offering, it's not the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's your face.
It's right. Yes.
If you want to show me you love me.
Yes.
Come by every now and then.
Yes.
Right. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Right. Yes.
Not wanting nothing. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes, like us three, mm-hmm. just go get a chicken wing or something. You know what I'm talking about? Because right. sometimes we give
yeah.
and bless this lady heart, Jesus, mm-hmm. be having cupcakes.
You know? Yeah, amen.
So right. That's just a part of that love.
Love.
A part of that still yeah. love. And I wanted, right. when y'all was talking, I wanted to say this. Now, when we be going through these things, God don't want us to be a punk.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Come
on.
We love
come
people.
On.
Yes. When you made me notice when yes. you said how people will take advantage of your
yes.
love.
Yes, yes.
But God will show you.
Yes, he will.
He'll show you that they taking advantage of your love. Mm-hmm. Then he'll show you how to handle them.
That's right.
Because if you don't handle them right, they'll never get to know how to love right.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Some
that's
some right. of these people, if we don't separate.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. When you were saying that, I thought about a fern.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people like ferns. They love ferns. I don't really care too much, but they really love ferns. And this one, they love ferns so much. And she was talking about finna go buy some. I said, so why don't you just take that one and separate it?
Mm. Wow.
She said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She had these 10 pots. Put some soil in each one
mm-hmm.
and broke up the one.
Mm.
And when you broke up the one, it didn't look right. Mm. Okay, y'all.
Got that.
Got that.
It didn't look right no more.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it in the other pots.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was a family.
Right.
Come on. Come on.
It was a yes. family of ferns.
Yes.
And she was so outdone. So sometimes we got to break
we
up.
That's right.
Right.
Sometimes that love is tough.
Mm, tough.
So we can break up. So now you can learn now.
Mm, right.
Now you see what I was talking
you can
about.
Grow, right.
Now
yes.
you see what. Sometimes we got to let our children go.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you have to let Biscuit go.
Right.
So Biscuit can do what Biscuit do now.
Right.
So Brenda can do. Now I see what happened
mm-hmm.
from yeah. in the growth when I watched the broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See? But yes, if you had a hell of and let Brittany do what she want to do because you love her.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't, and these times now, these folk won't whoop their children talking about, my mama whooped me, I ain't gonna whoop mine.
Yes.
Then the kid beating up the mama.
Right, mm-hmm. out of control.
You know, mm-hmm. all in the store, mm-hmm. causing havoc.
Right.
Which, with that tough love, it never happened.
You know what my grandma used come to on always now. Say? I'm whooping you because I love you.
And you.
I can't
but
you
tell saying,
you love me.
How you love me? You don't bring it up three switches.
Yes.
Yes. Stenching cord.
Correction.
The word of God.
God was
correct.
He said, who the ones he love?
Mm-hmm.
If he right. love you, he gonna
correct you.
Mm-hmm. He got to correct you.
He got to.
He can't just let me
thank you,
pastor
Jesus.
This church how I want to.
Mm-mm.
When I want to.
Jesus.
Say what I want to say.
Come on.
He got to check me for what I open
check.
Up my mouth.
That's right.
Sometimes
right.
he got to check me before I get to church.
Amen.
Sometimes he got to check me while I'm driving in the car.
Yes.
Why? Because he love me.
He love.
Sometimes we check our children before they get to school. They at the house saying, I ain't dead, man.
This is just in case.
But you, come on now. My mama whooped me one
disclaimer.
Time. And I asked her, Mama, I ain't doing nothing. What you whooped me for, just in case?
Oh, Lord.
I said, Jesus, I
didn't
know how
to do that.
Okay. Okay. But the whooping actually showed me she did love mm-hmm. because it kept me from doing something
mm-hmm.
that I had thought about doing.
Amen.
Just thought about. God will do something and show that love in our life, and we'll be thinking about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That thing will get in our spirit. We say, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
But God
right.
loved me.
He loved me.
So I ain't finna do that.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. when that young lady was knocking on the door. Nah, flesh will cry, but that love
There's
that God
love
has
God.
For me, I love
you.
Him too
yes,
much.
Yes,
you know, somebody has said something.
You don't want to lose.
Somebody has said
you don't want to miss that.
Somebody has
right.
said something mm-hmm. to my ex-wife one time, my first wife, and she said, nah, and she was furious with me during them times, but she said, nah, that ain't none of Claude. I know him.
Ooh, what you say?
He loves God too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When
love
you
God.
Got God in you.
Yes.
And I know for a fact, I heard that lady. Mm-hmm. But she was still able to see the love of God in
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you really got God in you, you're genuine.
Amen. Oh, come on.
And ain't no fakeism about you.
Right.
And when you got flaws, sometimes it show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But because you had love of God too, people turn around and turn to faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have the love of God in them just for you.
Amen.
Y'all about to make
me
shout.
Amen.
Even going back to that separating thing.
Okay.
We have to look at this as well when we get ready to separate from a person. We got to get to a place of knowing ourselves. When you talk
that's
about
right.
Yourself, because in some cases, if you don't separate, you'll begin to do things that causes the absence of God. It can prick your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people to feel like, oh, well, you know, they talking above over my head. They don't understand what I'm going through. Yes, we do, because
yes.
There have been people that have hurt us to
yes.
the core. And before I give you a reaction that God disapproves of,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I got to separate myself.
Amen.
Now, what it is it doesn't mean that I don't love you.
That's
I love
right.
you enough to step back.
Wow.
So that I don't do something that's going to cause
Amen.
Me to be in trouble and going to cause you to be in trouble. And what I mean by that is because if we begin to bicker, especially as the body of Christ,
right.
when
yes.
we begin to start coming against each other,
mm-hmm.
then what happens is, number one, we are already in a place where we're messed up. We need forgiveness of God. But the people on the outside that's watching us,
come on.
Then they can't get to a place of wanting to know God's love because of the simple fact is we can't even carry it for a month.
Amen.
Wow.
We can't
Amen.
Even carry his love enough to say that, you know what, they say, hey,
mm-hmm.
sister, hey, brother, you know, we stepping out of the realm, you know, I think that we're going to digress.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to disagree,
right.
but I still love you.
Yes.
But we can't get up, and I'm telling you, some people, they get to a place of even saying that, you know, well, hey, you get a platform. We know you hurt because we listen to what come out your
out
mouth.
Out your mouth,
yeah.
That's right.
The word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sometimes people, you know, misunderstand, and we have to be careful, even as ministers of the gospels, you know, to when we're hurt, when we're broken, or, you know, sometimes the enemy, that's the quickest way
yeah.
for the enemy to get in.
Mm-hmm.
When we begin, that's the reason I said certain things is the absence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes because we still hold our titles, we
okay.
feel like we're walking in God.
Yeah.
But yet because of that hurt, because of that pain,
mm-hmm.
you are no longer in God.
Mm-hmm.
So people will, you know, the enemy will begin to get in your ear. That
right.
oh, this person don't like you.
Right.
Oh, they don't want to be around you. Oh,
right.
they jealous of you.
Uh-oh.
Or
right.
this, that, and the other.
Uh-oh.
When the case
Ooh,
is
Jesus.
The people just did what they needed to do and they're not.
Just
but
right.
even on our platforms, we have to be careful
yeah.
of the words that we send across.
Yeah,
because
right.
if we send these words across, then we say, okay, so you're a babe in Christ. It's okay to do this.
Right.
It's okay to do that. And then they wonder why is it? Here it is. I say I love God, but my actions should shows otherwise,
right.
and then I get in
wow.
a situation, and now it's time for me to get before the throne. I haven't
Jesus.
Repented because I feel like I'm right.
right.
I feel like I haven't done
right.
anything wrong,
exactly.
and so I have not repented. And
mm-hmm.
so here it is. I'm praying and feel like I'm praying down heaven, but I don't get any results.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get any results because there is an absenteeism
mm-hmm.
of God.
Wow.
There is a seed that has been planted,
mm-hmm.
and even woe be where that seed comes from. We have to be careful. So sometimes it is good to, you know, separate,
mm-hmm.
take a break.
Take a break, a breather.
Take a breather.
Right.
And you ask God, Lord, show me me.
Show me
show
me.
Show
that's
me
it.
Me.
That's
the
me,
thing
me.
That I have to do a lot of
me
times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show me
show
me.
Show me me.
And then so Jesus. With it, when he began to show me me, even though I may not be the one in the wrong. But when he began to show
Come
me me,
now.
He's going to show
yeah.
me how. He's going to give me,
yeah.
he's going to cause me to be strategic
mm-hmm.
in my way of carrying love.
Yes.
I'm going to be able to still embrace you.
Yes.
Even though I needed a break from you.
Yes.
I'm still going to be able to support you the,
yes.
in a manner that's going to help me
yes.
to grow.
Wow.
In a
yes.
manner to where as I'm this not going to continue to be afflicted. So yeah. Even like we look at husband and wife, and we should never have those disappointments, but we do have to sometimes when it get fueled up. I may have to go in one room, my husband may have to go in another, but we shouldn't just go in there and talk about the flaws. I shouldn't go to my daughter and talk about my husband. What I got to do is say, Lord, I give this to you.
Yes.
I give this to you. Yes. And I'm going to pray for him. You know why? Because that's still my husband.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's still my husband. Exactly. And I don't want to see him. And speaking of, and I'm going to let everybody else talk, but my husband was strongly addicted to crack cocaine. It was the love God had to teach me because I was very mean to him. I didn't know. I'm calling him names. But that was not who God called him. Right. I was speaking the absolute opposite. I said, why? Now, I'm going to church. Mm-hmm. I'm singing on the praise team. And I'm doing all this stuff. So when I'm saying it, because I'm telling off on me. Yeah. I'm feeling like I'm right. I'm feeling like, I got the right to judge you. Because you going to justify. But here it is. But the Lord let me know. You hypocrite.
Yes.
You might as well sit down, stop singing on the praise team. Mm-hmm. You might as well stop running in the church. You going in there, you feel in the presence of God, and you walking back and getting somebody hell. That is not God. That is not God. But I learned to start calling him as God saw, man of God.
Yes.
I learned to start nurturing him.
It. Yes.
I learned to start nurturing him. I learned to be a wife. Mm-hmm. I learned to be a servant of the Most High God.
Yes, God.
So when I became a servant, I look at that man today, and he's not on that.
Amen.
That same man, you know, is going to bring the word of God tomorrow. Yeah. In the service, because God's love, I had to get God back in my heart in order to love somebody.
How can you draw it if you ain't giving the love out?
If you ain't giving the love out.
If you give, you draw what you put out.
Mm-hmm. And so it ain't growing.
Oh, God. Mm. My God.
Come on now. Finish it out now.
You know, you got to put it out there.
Right.
And you looking, you want it, but you ain't putting nothing out there to draw.
You just be a fisherman.
Come on here. You ain't baiting the hook.
You
got a naked hook in the line.
Right.
And then you wonder why people are so drawn to Pastor Yolanda.
Mm.
Because she's putting the love out there on the hook. Huh? Glory to God. It's pulling them in. Because all they see is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man out there on alcohol. Huh?
Come on.
She always over there said, oh, it's a beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God gonna do it for you.
Yes.
You know, you still putting that love
out
of word of God
now
out
trying
there.
To snatch his ball
come
out
on here. And ain't telling him you're going to hell.
Right.
Come on here. Glory to
say
God.
Say that again.
Tell him you're going to hell.
You gotta show him love.
Come
because
on.
Because one thing that I do know, it wasn't the nails that kept God on that cross.
Mm-mm.
They weren't long enough. The nails weren't long enough.
Ooh.
It was the love that God has for you and I.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my son. Oh, my God, my God.
Did you hear what she said?
How about Jesus?
I done got a whole segment for a revival.
Jesus.
The nails is not.
Not a kidding.
Come on now.
They weren't long enough.
They
couldn't do it.
It said they nailed him to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
When they did the movie.
Oh, shit.
They show where they bent the nails on the back of them to keep them in. So in the natural eye, it appeared to be that the nail was long enough. But they weren't long enough to keep him up there. Because he was God.
Yes. Come on.
And the one thing said it clearly. He said, you could get us all down.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke the truth.
Yes, he did.
But love kept him on the cross.
Love kept him there.
Love kept him with the thorns.
It was wider than
the crown of thorns.
The
love kept him.
The love kept him.
When they hit him in his side,
yes.
It was love that kept him.
Yes.
so we can have a right.
Yes.
So who am I to deny?
The tree of life. Come on here.
The alcoholic love. Come who on. Am I to deny?
Come on.
The crackhead and the prostitute love.
Come on.
Who am I to deny them?
That's right. That's right.
Love.
The love.
When it said.
He
so loved me.
But God so loved the world.
That he gave his son.
Yes,
as a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. And he, watch this. He had to prepare to be the son. Through generations.
Mm-hmm.
All this generation is generations and generations. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And all before Jesus actually hit the earth.
Right.
He had to prepare knowing he had to get on that cross.
Yes.
Knowing they was going to beat them nails in his hands and his feet. Mm-hmm. But Sister Goins done messing me
she
up.
Did. Jesus, yes, she
Jesus,
did.
Jesus.
Because
yes,
the nails is not what kept him on the cross. Mm-hmm.
They weren't long enough. They weren't even strong enough.
If I don't preach this.
Right. Glory to God. Glory
I told
God.
Him, right, I ain't finna look for no sermons and somebody already giving me one.
Right.
Because we need to tell everybody.
Yeah.
That the nails, honey,
yes, Lord.
The
Jesus.
Nails weren't long enough.
Weren't long enough.
Listen, you that's listening. And feeling in despair, disappointed,
come on.
And let down,
come
and
on.
Not even in, can't even encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm. Come
the
on.
Nails, you mm-hmm. got to remember. If you'll just watch in your mind, in your spirit, mm-hmm. look in the mirror and see him on the cross.
Yeah. Yes.
That it wasn't the nails.
It wasn't the nails.
That kept him. I believe he saw your face.
Yes.
I believe he saw your children.
Yes.
I believe he saw your spouse.
Yes,
he saw your mama, your grandmama.
Yes, he
I believe he saw the
he
saints.
Saw us. Yes. Yes,
and that's what kept him on
that's
the cross.
That's what kept him on the cross.
Because he could have said, no, God, I ain't doing this. You got to remember, he said, God bid this from me. I don't want to do this.
Right.
I don't want to do this.
Yes.
But he paused.
Yes, he did.
He said, but not my will.
Not my will.
Because if it be my will, I'm going to kill all people. Because we're talking about Jesus.
Amen.
That had God on the inside of this body,
yes.
Which could have spoke to everybody down there.
Woo.
And it would have been over.
It would have been
right.
over.
Amen.
Right.
But he endured.
He endured.
That was so much love when he said,
yes.
Father, forgive them.
Forgive them.
For they know not what
they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-mm.
Forgive them. Son, they put crown thorns on your head. Son, they done beat you to
Jesus.
No recognition.
Jesus.
Son. They done got 39 stripes
Spirit.
And some.
Come
son,
on, come on.
They done pierced you in your
come
side.
On, come on.
Son, they lied on you in the court. They spit on you. Son, he said, but Father. Not my will. But thy will. Because
the love.
And I saw it.
Love.
I saw it even before he got to the cross.
Because
he let them beat him.
Yes,
they didn't just snatch
yes,
him
God.
Up and beat him. Watch, I'm gonna show you what I mean. When Judas went to go tell them who he was, cause they couldn't recognize him because they all looked alike. This is what they were trying to say. So Judas said, "The one I kiss,"
mm-hmm.
and he knew Judas was finna kiss him.
Yes,
but he still loved because he could have spoken, killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you when he had to change how he spoke. Because the scripture said, when they got ready, they said, are you the one we're looking for? And the way he responded, the Bible said they fell backwards and hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was speaking then the God Jesus. But he had to come and speak in the God love. And he came back and said, oh, wait a minute. I got to let him get me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one you're looking for. See, then they was able to get him.
Mm-hmm.
See, that showed me he could have spoken, killed him.
He could mm-hmm. have.
He could have spoke have. Then and say, I'm finna go on and establish my kingdom right
Ooh,
now.
My.
I'm finna go on speaking and mm-hmm. I ain't gonna have to get on this cross. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have never let them whoop me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing the will.
The will.
So what you saying, Apostle Jones? What I'm saying is, some of the stuff you're going through, you had to get whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the love of God will come out of you.
Yes.
It'll pour out of you.
Yes.
Because you know what it feel like.
Right. Yes.
You know what it feel like to go through.
Yes.
This lady's talking about her husband was on crack. She had to know if she going to help another lady.
Whose husband?
Yes. Whose husband is going dealing with something. It don't have to be crack. But it can be anything. She can tell that lady how to hold on and not dog her husband out and proclaim, he the head of my house. This is God's man.
That's right.
If he starts saying that thing and keep saying that thing, we have not because we ask not. He told us to speak those things that are not as though they were. That's love.
That's out of love.
You be mad at him and still making good biscuits. You know what
I'm going? Here's your food.
I said good.
Yeah.
I said... You don't go in there and burn him on purpose. You still make it like you were doing if he had made you happy.
Right.
That's how love is.
That's right.
How love is. We still got to treat people like God wants us to treat them.
Right.
Even though we know they done sat at Applebee's and talked about,
Yeah.
I still got to treat them right when I see them right.
Right. You're right.
We got to do this. So God can keep blessing us. God can keep growing us.
Right.
And then we can keep sowing that seed of love.
Yes.
Right. We got to position ourselves so we can sow the seeds of love.
Right.
Why? It's because the nails is not what kept me on my crown.
Right. We got to think about when we're going through things. I know so many people, they say, nobody sees me. Nobody understands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Nobody knows, you know, with it. So here it is. We got to realize that God knew.
Yes.
And he can't he's not going to just send you anybody.
Jesus.
If we realize the word became flesh, why? Because of us. Because of the love that God was displaying. And we got to think about that. A multitude of people saw Jesus on the cross.
Yes.
But it brought multitudes to worship Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that when you're going through some things and every eye is on you, there are many eyes. That's why we can't be afraid of people talking about us at the table at Applebee's. Because what happened was, if nobody talked about Jesus and never went through what he had to go through,
then the multitudes
would not know him as he truly is.
Oh yes.
So with that being said, even when we think about when Pilate was talking to him, Pilate's wife had already told him, said, be careful.
Be careful. Yes.
Be careful with this one.
Yes, she did.
I had a dream and it wearied me about this man. So sometimes somebody is talking about you, somebody said, be careful. Well, that's God's anointing.
You better stop treating them like that.
You better be careful of the things that you're saying, because if they respond in love, if they respond in love, if they respond in forgiveness, if you think that God won't handle those that put their mouth on you, some people say, well, Lord, it looked like they're getting away with things because I love so much that I'm giving them a space to repent.
Yes.
I'm giving them a space to make it right.
Yes,
but
God.
If they don't make it right,
vengeance
ain't yours.
That's right.
Vengeance is not yours.
It's not yours.
Because, see, your vengeance is going to take you out of my will.
Come on,
your vengeance may cost you an eternity with me.
Okay.
So with that being said, let vengeance be mine. Because I'm going to keep on dealing with them.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on tugging at their heart. I'm going to keep on letting them know that you might want to stop. You might want to stop. I love you. They love you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you love you?
Do you love
you? Do you love yourself?
Got to love
because
yourself.
If you love yourself, that's why when he talks about a husband loving a wife or the wife loving a husband, you're supposed to love as though we're being created as one. We're no more twain flesh, but one, because you're not going to hurt yourself.
That's right.
Not knowingly.
But
we got to also know as the body.
Yeah.
Yes.
As the body fitting jointly together.
So come on.
You're not supposed to want, because when they hurt, you hurt.
That's right.
We say we soul winners.
Right.
We say we soul winners. But where's the love?
Where's the love?
I don't want to hear it out your mouth.
Right.
Where's the love?
He said, because you have begun to be like an annoying cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff we speak, you're just making a noise.
Mm-hmm.
But where's your fruit? Let me see your fruit. Because when I see your fruit, and it shows the characteristics of the love of God.
Yes.
Then you have won me as a soul.
Already.
Yes. As she was talking, and that's the first thing I saw, fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reel them in with the wrong bait. You can't can't put a cracker on a fishing reel and pull it out because the water is going to absorb it. It's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
But when I put the correct bait on,
I'm patient.
I'm in expectation. Ooh. Then I can look to reel it in.
Yes.
Okay. And we can eat.
Yeah.
We can feast because we're sitting now at the table because we have learned how to fish. We have learned how to show our love.
Yes.
We have learned how most acts that Jesus did, it says, with compassion.
With compassion.
With compassion.
He was moved by compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And that love jumped on Stephen.
Mm. Yes.
Because there's a new saint. And he was a new saint.
He was a new.
He said the same thing Jesus said.
Yes, he did.
Said he looked up and saw glory.
You know, you could be so saved,
you could see glory.
Shout out.
You could have so much of the love of God that you could look up in a turmoil situation. Because he was in a bad situation. They wanted to kill him. Well, actually, they did.
They did kill him.
That natural man.
Mm-hmm.
They did what they wanted to do to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked up. He the only man other than Jesus died and said, Father, forgive him. How you not going to make it to heaven?
My Lord.
And you done forgave somebody from the stone.
Don't you? Come on.
We got to forgive folks that's trying to stone. So we can experience the glory of God while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to experience God's glory.
Glory,
I don't want to just have church.
Amen.
I want to experience his glory.
Amen.
So if it take me forgiving you in the process of you hurting me,
right?
Not after you finish,
mm-hmm.
but while you're in the process, I can forgive you then.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
I was saying the other day, and I heard I need to forgive. I heard what y'all said. But I was saying, folk wanted me to laugh and be funny all the time. And I'm laughing, and I got 30 apostles and prophets and bishops all in this same room, and nobody could feel that I was hurt.
My Lord. My Lord.
And so I had felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
But love brought me back.
Hallelujah.
Because I still love these crazy people.
Yeah.
Still love them.
Yeah.
I ain't never stopped loving.
Never stopped.
People done came to me. I'm telling you, people done came to me. Why are you still fooling them?
Mm-hmm.
And And they be trying to fill my head up with negative stuff about me. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I'm bigger than that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because I'm on my cross.
Right.
And it ain't the nails that's
the
keeping me up, though.
The love. Come on, yeah.
Because if it was up to me with the nails, they love to keep you there.
Yeah, they'll keep you there.
When it says suffer long, we don't know how long that suffering will be.
That's right.
So sometimes we have to suffer with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but some people. God wants you to suffer long with them.
Right.
To help them get over and come through. How we going to get them? You know, sometimes
you be looking sometimes
about
like.
Sometimes you be.
When?
You be fighting. Right. Because you be fighting with that fish a long time.
Right.
You have to reel in. You reel in, then you let it loose a little bit. Because you're trying to tie the fish out. Then you reel in.
Right.
You reel in, because you ain't always that big.
Oh, what you say?
My.
You ain't always that big.
You
were hoping you had the right 10-pound line on them. Because you ain't always
that big.
You were hoping that rod, you see that rod bend?
Mm-hmm.
You were hoping it wasn't going to break.
Yeah.
Because you had to catch that. You had to catch that fish.
Had to.
I was talking to a lady this week in revival. I hadn't seen her 20-something years. Mm-hmm. And I remember, Pastor, when she was on crack. Mm-hmm. I used to leave church and go pick her up while she was doing crack. Mm-hmm. And wait on her to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And she would look out there and see, was I still sitting there? And come on out there, get in the car, and go to church, cracked up. I went one time, and it had to be the love of God. I wasn't trying to be nobody. I wasn't trying to show out and that. But I would go on the project, and one Sunday morning, Britt, I was sitting out there waiting on her, and I could see straight through her door from the back door to the front. And these people were shooting and running, fighting with guns, oh, running God. Through her house. They ran through. She turned the corner out the bedroom coming out like they wasn't even there. Cracked out with a Bible in her hand. I could have gave up on her. I could have said, I'm not finna go back over there. That girl be over there, And then by me saying that, nobody else would go over there.
Right.
But I kept going. She was in revival this week. She whispered in my ear, I've been clean 31 years.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you,
what
Jesus.
What if I wouldn't have?
What if, yeah.
I'm not trying to get no glory,
that's
but what
right.
if I
would have
What if I would have said, I'm not finna go over there and get her. Mm-hmm. She don't want to be saved. Mm-hmm. She came on doing that crack and this stuff and coming to church cracked up, mm-hmm. smelling like, get in my car, smelling like crack. Mm-hmm. But I felt compelled. Because what if nobody would have told me?
My Lord.
What if my mama wouldn't have made me go to church? Mm-hmm. I had 6 siblings older than me, 6 younger. My mama used to come around. You going to church with me? And she called everybody by their name. Mm-hmm. After the first time, I'd be downstairs putting the towel. Claude, ma'am, you going to church with me? No, ma'am. Get them clothes on.
You don't have a choice.
So that one time I came upstairs already dressed. She talking about, you think you funny. I said, I knew you were going to make me go.
Right.
She saw something.
That's right.
I got the other siblings. They had an excuse every time. Mm-hmm. I'm going. Mm-hmm. I was drinking, smoking weed. I go and smoke my little bud, drink my little drink, and put them church clothes on. Because she done came and found me and made me go. I was playing basketball. I see the van coming. Get in this van. Mama, I had to get in that van.
Right.
Because she saw the love of God through her, saw the God in me.
It was on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Before I would even decide I was going to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then me being one of the keys to bring my siblings in.
Lord.
See, we don't know who God mm-hmm. going to use or how he's going to use you mm-hmm. to bring somebody in.
Right.
Through all your little tragedies and calamity, he going to use you mm-hmm. with the love he has that we talking about.
Ooh,
that love is so powerful. You say all this stuff. You be fussing about him. I'm so sick of them. Mm-hmm. And be in the car driving, going to get them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you mean to tell me you was smoking weed, and God still loved you.
Amen.
You was drinking your alcohol,
and he still. And they got girl don't
and you
live.
Still yes. went into the church.
And still yes. went to church. Mm-hmm. I was sober when I left.
Right.
And
amen.
I used to say, I told one of my friends, I said, "I messed up my heart." And he was in church. He didn't know what I was
amen.
Talking about. He didn't know what I was talking about. But I was feeling pretty good.
Right.
That word hit.
Cleaned you mm-hmm. up.
I'm sitting in there like this.
Mm-hmm. Right. I remember years ago, you know, being in the Holiness Church and people coming there staggered in. This man staggered in. You know, some people were looking at him all crazy, want to put him out.
Want to put him out.
And the pastor said, no, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Right. He went on back. He sit in the back. And next thing you knew, he got up, came to the front, got prayer, and left out sober.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
See?
They thinking. Y'all could have put me out, but thank you. We got to show the love of God to
yes.
people, no matter where they are at.
Wherever,
you know, as we was talking.
That's a ticket, wherever they are.
That's right.
Not where you are.
Come on.
It's where they are.
I was
telling somebody the other day, ooh. When that scripture said, come as you are.
Come as you
it
are.
It wasn't talking about your clothes.
Mm-mm.
It ain't talking about your clothes.
That's right. No.
Because they can put a suit on.
Yes, right. And miss. Ooh.
So you just because I got a suit on, I'm righteous?
Mm. That's what they think.
Because I got a long dress mm-hmm. on.
That's what they think.
And my wig straight.
That's what they think.
I'm righteous?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear no makeup?
Huh?
so I'm righteous.
Mm-hmm.
I knew some of the sinners that was like that.
Yes.
I hung out with them.
Yes. Right.
They knew how to play the game.
They knew.
But if we don't have the gift of discernment, the one that looks saved, that's the one that we'll be pulling to.
That's right.
And the one that needs salvation, we running them out the church.
You
don't even know
them. Mm-hmm.
We don't even be knowing we running them. But we got to focus on this love thing. I'm
Amen.
Telling you.
Amen.
So
I'm
going to let you finish what you were saying.
Amen. But let me just thank and praise God. Amen. Amen. If I was about to say that, the last thing that popped in my mind was Esther. So much love that she had for her people. And I'm pretty sure some of them didn't care for Esther.
Right.
But still, the love, she said, if I
perish, come on,
let me perish.
Right.
I'm going to see the king.
Right.
Huh? And how many times, you know, we say, I'm going to see the king. I'm going to get before God, because we know God is the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank and praise God for the love of God being
yes.
in our hearts,
yes.
that we know that we have a Savior, and the love of God will save a multitude of people.
Yes,
the love of God that's in our heart, that the love is producing love, and mm-hmm. it's saving a multitude of people. So we just thank and praise God today for knowing the power of the love
yes.
of God.
Yes,
I said the power of the love of God.
Yes.
You know, because I thank and praise God, because even I was thinking earlier this morning, so many people have gotten caught up in the power of lust.
Ooh,
and it's not love.
Write that one down.
You know, you know, they've gotten caught up and they say, oh, they love me. It's the power of lust.
Ooh, right.
That's why men can go from woman to woman, or women can go from man to man, because it's the power of lust and not love.
Yeah.
We need to share the love of God every opportunity that we get.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that has definitely been another episode of Kingdom Chats. I am going to ask and persuade you to make sure that you share this, to let people know that God loves them and that he has somebody on assignment that cares about you. He sees everything that you're going through, and it will be okay. Thank you again, and that has been a great episode of Kingdom Chats. I am Pastor Lewis.
I'm Apostle Claude Jones.
Pastor Louise Gordon.
God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Blessings.